The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I'd like to tell a little bit of a story. I don't know if this story is true. And the story is about Ananda, the Buddha's attendant. It was his attendant, I think, for 20 years or 25 years, a long time. And after the Buddha's death, the monastics wanted to get together and kind of like codify or clarify what were the Buddha's teachings. And because Ananda had been there at all the, when the Buddha was talking with other people, he was the one who knew the most. But he was not completely awakened. He wasn't an arhat. So all the other monastics who were arhats agreed that they were going to meet. But what to do about Ananda? He wasn't completely awakened. He was a stream enter. He had that one level of awakening. So on the night before this big meeting, which is called the First Council, when they were going to agree on what were the Buddha's teachings, he practices and practices. The story is that he's doing a lot of walking meditation all through the night. And then as the morning comes, Ananda is tired after practicing all night. So he goes to his sleeping place. And as he lifts his left foot to get into bed, there's a radical letting go, and he becomes completely awakened. And then he lay down in bed and, I guess, experienced what it's like to be an awakened person. And then went to the meeting the next day, and everybody was so happy to see him. So for me, this story points to, we don't know when insights are going to happen. We don't know when something will understand things in a different way. We don't know when we'll be able to let go of something that has really been a part of our lives. It could be as simple as when we lift our foot to go to a different posture, to go from standing to lying down. So today I invite you to pay attention to when you're shifting postures, that is, you know, going from sitting to standing, or from standing to walking, or from walking to standing, or standing to sitting. This can be very simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't require a lot of concentration. Just notice, what does it feel like to move our bodies in this big way, you know, to really shift postures? It's something that you can do today in our more formal practice, but it's also something you can do every day. And as a supplement, or maybe even if you feel like you can't do sitting meditation for whatever reason, this can be a way to practice. Just notice when your posture changes. How does it feel in your body? What's the quality of what's happening in your mind? So with that, I'll leave you with walking meditation. And if you'd like some instruction on walking meditation, Naina here, who is our manager today, she'd be happy to help you out and give you some instructions. And I'll see you back here at 11 o'clock. Thank you.